Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we complete Masechta Machshirin by studying the Mishnayos at the end of the sixth parak, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. The Mishnayos have been discussing some of the concepts of the seven liquids that are able to be metami. They are able to be machshir lekabel tuma. And the Mishnah begins as follows: Elu lo metamim velo machshirin. The following things don't convey tuma, nor do they affect moshe lekabel tuma. First is sweat, pus, and excrement, and any blood that comes out with the pus or the excrement. Those things are not going to be things that are going to be mashal kabel tumo. Mashkim and shmona, and of course, the liquid, any liquid that comes out of a child who is born in the eighth month, whether it's his blood, or it's his spit, or it's his urine, because a ben shmona is not considered chai. He is considered like an Evan. Rabbi Yossi says, well, his blood is like the blood of a Ben Kayama. We don't paskin that way, but that's his position. If somebody drinks the waters of Chamei Tveria, which apparently provide a laxative effect, so even though the excretion that emerges is so potent and so overwhelming that it comes out liquidated, that, and notwithstanding, in these situations, it's still not going to be machshir. Dam shchita ba behema b'chayu ba'ofos ha'temeim, whether you shecht an animal who's not kosher, or dam ha'kazal l'refuah, or you bloodlet a human being for health reasons, these things are not going to be machshir l'kabel tuma. Rabbi Elazar metamei be'elu, Rabbi Elazar says these things are considered mashkin chashuvim, they're considered significant liquids, and so therefore they will be able to affect the hechshir l'kabel tuma, but once again, we don't hold like Rabbi Elazar here as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, chalev hazachor tohor. If you have any lactation that comes out of a male, so that is going to be considered tahor, and that is not going to be considered lactation. Nobody wants a male to lactate, and therefore, that is going to be the halacha. Now, while we're on the subject, chalefa isha, mitami l'ratzon v'shol l'ratzon. The milk of a woman who's lactating breast milk, it's going to be able to be metame and mashal kabel tuma, whether she intentionally expels the milk for an infant, or whether it happens to leak out. But the Tanakama's opinion is that the milk from an animal is only metame when somebody wants to expel the milk. Sama Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? Kal v'chomer advarim. The issue should be a kal v'chomer. When it comes to a woman's breast milk, it's only set aside for infants, and so it should be it is mitami l'ratzon shelo l'ratzon. So chalei abehima shumiyuchad l'ktanim b'legdolim, milk, regular cow milk or other animals' milk, which is both for adults and children, ain't a din shi yitami l'ratzon shelo l'ratzon. Certainly, that should be able to be mashal l'kabel tuma. Some were low, they said, no, you got it backwards. Imtime chalei v'isha shelo l'ratzon shadami gefasatame yitami chalei behema shelo l'ratzon shadami gefasata. Or how are you comparing an animal to a woman? A woman's blood is going to be considered metame. And so too the liquid that comes out, which is known as breast milk. But that's not true by an animal. An animal is very different. It's only the blood that comes out when it's intentional. Samar lahem. So Rabbi Akiva says, what I understand, machmir ani bechalav mi bedam. I think milk's different than blood. Shacholiv lerfuah tamei. If somebody expels milk for health reasons, that milk is going to be tamei. Va'amekis lerfuah tahor. But if someone bloodlets, that person's going to be tahor. Some Rulosa, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Akiva, Sali Zesimi Anab Yochichu. You should prove it from the olives and the grapes. Shemashkim and Hayotimehem, the Ratzon Timehem, Shalol, the Ratzon Torim. Over there, by olives and grapes, it's only when you expel it on purpose that it's going to be Mitame. And the same thing should be true by animals' milk as well. So Amar Lam Lo, so Rabbi Akiva said, I don't get it. In my mind, the Masali Zisim Vanavim Shetchilasan Ocha Vesofo Mashke, Tomru Bechalav Shetchilaso Vesofo Mashke. He said, I don't understand, Rabbi Akiva said back to them. By fruits like olives and grapes, they started out as a food, they came out as a mashke. So therefore, maybe the rules are different. It has to be the Ratzon. But milk starts out as a mashka and it ends as a mashka. Ad kan haisa tshuva, so there, the debate hit a stalemate. But Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Mikan v'heilech, hayina mishivin lefanav. After that point, we started answering. Megishamim yochichu. What about rain? Shetchilasim v'sofan mashka. The rain starts out and ends up as liquid. Ve'ina metameh ne'ala l'ratzon. And they're only going to be metameh on purpose. So Amar lanu lo. So Rabbi Akiva answered us as well. The majority of rain is not there for the benefit of a human being. It's mostly there for the land and for the trees. The majority of milk is for the person. And since the majority of milk is for the person, I think you should be machmer, says Rabbi Akiva. And of course, the issue ends as a stalemate. We'll stop here, Be'ezras Hashem. We'll begin Masechta Zavin when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.